Scopolo vi invita all'ascolto di On the Air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani. On the Air.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Salve a tutti da Massimiliano Cattani e ben ritrovati per un altro nostro incontro dedicato alla riscoperta dei tesori della radio dei decenni passati e, più nello specifico, all'ascolto dei programmi musicali andati in onda negli anni 30 e 40 del Novecento. Il programma che ascolteremo oggi è andato in onda il 19 giugno 1947 dal Winter Garden Theater di New York City e in questa occasione noi potremo godere e apprezzare una esibizione, una serie di brani proposti niente meno che dal leggendario trombettista e cantante Louis Armstrong, che sicuramente non ha bisogno di ulteriori presentazioni. L'occasione per questa trasmissione veniva offerta dal fatto che in quello stesso giorno, 19 giugno 1947, aveva luogo la prima proiezione del film New Orleans, una pellicola che si proponeva di raccontare in modo leggero e con tanta musica la storia del jazz, partendo dalle sue origini avvenute appunto a New Orleans, per approdare e giungere niente meno che all'arrivo, all'ingresso del jazz nella importantissima sala da concerto Carnegie Hall, ingresso avvenuto fra la fine degli anni 30 e i primi anni 40. Noi avremo modo di apprezzare Louis Armstrong accompagnato e affiancato dai migliori fra i musicisti di jazz che hanno collaborato con lui. Giusto per fare qualche nome, il cantante e trombonista Jack T. Garden, grande amico di Louis Armstrong, poi il pianista Dick Carey e il batterista Sidney Catlett. Apprezzeremo numerosi brani davvero importanti nella storia del jazz di New Orleans. Per esempio, il brano di apertura intitolato Way Down in New Orleans. Poi abbiamo Basin Street Blues e Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, entrambi brani cantati dallo stesso Louis Armstrong insieme con Jack T. Garden. E infine il programma verrà concluso da una stupenda esecuzione della leggendaria Tiger Rag, con fra l'altro un assolo davvero strepitoso del batterista Sid Catlett. Questa che potremmo goderci è musica che nasceva come musica popolare, musica piuttosto ruspante, ma qui ci viene proposta con arrangiamenti sì allegri, sì movimentati, ma anche molto accurati, molto raffinati, proprio perché i musicisti che sono coinvolti in tutto questo sono dei nomi di primissimo ordine e la cosa sicuramente si nota. Spero che questa proposta sia di vostro gradimento. Vi ringrazio come sempre per l'attenzione che spero vorrete accordarmi e mi auguro di ritrovarvi ancora con me per un'altra esplorazione nel mondo della radio del passato.
On the air.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Fred Robbins speaking to you from the stage of the Winter Garden Theater on Broadway in New York City. The occasion this morning is the premiere of Louis Armstrong's new United Artists picture, New Orleans. This is the picture that traces the history of jazz from Basin Street to Carnegie Hall. WNBC brings its microphones to this premiere tonight to pick up for you an unusual musical event. Louis Armstrong playing a concert of New Orleans music. Louis will be accompanied by some of our greatest jazz artists. Trumpeter Bobby Hackett, trombonist Jack Teagarden, clarinetist Peanuts Hucko, Leonard Bernstein's bassist Jack Lesberg, baritone saxophonist Ernie Caceres, pianist Dick Carey, and drummers George Wetling and Sidney Catlett. The house lights darken, foots are up, curtains are parted. Louis and the gang swing out and take us way down yonder, down in New Orleans. New Orleans has a thoroughfare that will always be remembered whenever jazz is played. Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden sing the classic American folk song, Basin Street Blues. Black Larry.
Won't you come along with me? Along the Mississippi. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us. Old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where dark and light always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes sirree, we're welcome streets. Welcome me, oh, and where I can lose my Basin Street blues. Come here, Mr. Louis.
I got a problem. Something going on in here.
Oh, for those bad spotted
Spades, 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 take it, brother T.
I'm gonna take a break.
On the air, old time radio.
Ah, so wonderful, wonderful. Basin Street. As a boy, Louis Armstrong played on the back of a horse-drawn wagon as it drove through the streets of New Orleans, advertising a new show or a prize fight or almost anything else. And typical of the music the street bands played those days is Kid Ory's Muskrat Ramble. Pop.
Armstrong and Company in a concert from the stage of the Winter Garden in New York City. Now Pops does a duet with Dick Carey at the piano. You remember the old jazz classic, collector's item, Dear Old Southland.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. So marvelous. New Orleans jazz began in legendary Storyville. From there, it spread up the Mississippi to Chicago to New York and on to the concert halls of Paris and London and, of course, Town Hall as well. These days, jazz is played all around the world, but always it seems to express nostalgia for its birthplace. That sentiment, of course, goes all through the picture New Orleans with its theme song, which Louis does now. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
What it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Mr. Moore's colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mockingbirds seems to sing, and I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a hurrying in to spring. Oh, the Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of oleanders in June. That's when I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's one thing more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
The air, discovering old-time radio.
You know, Louis Armstrong has written such songs as Mahogany Hall Stomp and Swing That Music and Strutting With Some Barbecue and Muskrat Ramble. Pops, how about new one? How about the new one you knocked out?
Well, a new one called Someday.
You got that inspiration in your sleep one night, right?
Yeah.
Got up right in the middle of the night. Boom, wrote it right off, right,
Pops? That's right. My wife thought I was gone there.
Gone. Someday.
Okay.
Thank you.
someday you'll be sorry. The way you treated me was wrong, but possessed, I was the one who taught you all you know. Your friends had you to make me sing another song. So good luck may be with you and may your future you won't fear. There won't be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear.
Hey, listen.
Won't be another to treat you like a brother. Oh, someday you'll be sorry, dear.
Yes, sir.
That's a brand new one by Satch. You know, nowhere in the wide repertoire of New Orleans music is there a more jubilant composition than the Dixieland Band's Tiger Rag. And Big Sid Catlett gets there behind the skins as Satchmo goes into Tiger Rag. You've been listening to a New Orleans jazz concert featuring Louis Satchmo Armstrong playing from the stage of the Winter Garden Theater in New York City, where the premiere performance of Mr. Armstrong's United Artists picture, New Orleans, took place tonight. That's Tiger Rag behind us. This is Fred Robbins speaking. Louis. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Avete ascoltato il tuo On The Air, On The Air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani.